So I was not grow I did not grow up in a Christian home. I had parents that divorced at a young age, and just to kind of start off, Corey had asked us specifically talk more about briefly on us being saved, but more so focus on just the grace of God in our life, and specifically through other believers and our relationships with them. So going back to that, I grew up in non-Christian homes, and God's goodness is just overwhelming to think about how He preserved me through those times. And it wasn't, my parents did the best that they could, and like I said, they divorced at a young age, and so there was a lot of back and forth. Also grew up with a lot of alcoholism and abuse, just around me, and watching, not me being abused, but watching other people that I love be abused. And so just a lot of volatile situations, not, yeah. And so, but again, just God's goodness and how He preserved me and kept me through that. And at some point, when I was in junior high, my mom actually took us to church. And I think it was more so because there was a lot of, she had a friend that invited her and just wanted stability for us and tradition and for us to be around good morals and what have. And so I know God definitely planted some seeds in our life at that point, or in my life at that point. And I know that I professed faith in knowing Him, but there wasn't really a heart change at that point. And so I continued to go down my own path and do things my way. And it became very evident after a handful of years, just through continuing to choose and make decisions based off of what I'd seen around me and just relationships and the types of relationships that I had. And God made it very clear to me that if I continued down that path, that my life wasn't going to look very different. And through a set of circumstances, it was actually really interesting. He used a Jehovah Witness in my life to start asking me questions about God's word. And she asked me about the Trinity and what I believed. And I thought, well, I don't really know, so I guess I should go to the Bible. And so the Lord brought me back to the Bible, and through that brought me back to the church that I kind of grew up at partially. And it wasn't, a really solid teaching church, but it was what I knew and it was what I was comfortable with. And I'm very grateful that He did that. And through that, during that time, also just started connecting me with other believers. And it was really interesting, just the set of circumstances that happened. But one in particular was really influential, and that was a dear friend of mine that I'm still very close with. And this was in college, and so at this time I was going to college, and her and I connected instantly in a college class and just became great friends. And she had invited me to her college group, and this is kind of where my journey really truly begins. And God at that point had drawn me back to Himself, and I would say at this point I was a believer, but really started putting people in my life that could show me what it looked like to follow after Him. And so I started going to a church called North Creek in the Bay Area, and this gal had invited me to her college group there. And I instantly became everybody's kid. Like the leaders there just took me in. And so I just kind of wanted to speak on true fellowship and just the blessing of other believers in your life. And what that looked like for me at that time period was, like I said, going back, I wasn't raised with a Christian perspective. I wasn't raised with Christian parents, or what family life looks like, or anything like that. But in going to this church, and specifically this college group, true fellowship looks like a Mark and Patty Pray that brings you into their home and teaches you God's word. And in fact, our newest son is going to be named Mark, and not necessarily after him, but just thinking about the huge influence that he's had on my life. And just, I feel like in going to that church, I feel like I walked away with almost a Bible degree, because they just taught me so well and took me in. And it was just that connection that drew me in. But then I also, for the first time in my life, realized and recognized what biblical relationships look like, what godly relationships would look like, whether it was a parent-child relationship or a husband-wife relationship. And I attribute my life now, and the marriage that I have with my husband, and the relationship that I have with my kids, because they are so incredibly drastically different, because God is able to transform us from the inside out. to those people and the foundation that he laid there. And another really influential person in my life was Bob and Brenda Truax, who took me in and just mentored me and spent time with me and answered questions and taught me God's word. And I'm just so incredibly grateful for those people. And so that really set a foundation for me. And so when I came up here, met Nate, and we got married, there was just already such a foundation on both sides, even though he'd grown up with the church and I hadn't. And I'm so grateful for that. And so, you know, he's used believers in our life just abundantly. And when I look back on my life and think about God's love, and if I, you know, truly know him and those things, and if I've ever doubted or questioned anything, I just think about, like, of course, like, just think about his hand over my life and his covering through blessing me with these amazing, incredible people. And fast forward, you know, I'm just so incredibly grateful for the fact that my kids do not have to, they don't have to know the things that I went through. They don't have, their life is so different because of the people that have come into my life and taught me how to live differently and according to God's word, that they don't, there's nothing at all in my life now that looks anything like what my life did when I was little. And I'm so thankful that they don't have that type of association or anything like that. And again, my parents did the best that they knew how. And it's so amazing, too, to see how God's love even spills over to them through the grace that he has poured on us. He pours on them as well. And so then again, fast forwarding a little bit more, you know, many of you might not know this, but Nate and I were actually at this at Gold Country about 10 years ago, newly married, without kids yet. And, you know, God moved us out of the area for about 4 years. And so we had recently come back, and it has just been such a huge blessing to see God continue to grow us through the people around us. And I just want to share on a couple of moments that have just truly blessed us. And, you know, immediately when we came back to Gold Country, God was drawing us back here, and it just became very evident to Nate and I, you know, what that looks like in having people in your life and just being blessed by them. Is a Kevin Freeman who, you know, asked us, oh, hey, so you guys coming back the very first Sunday? And I said, I don't know, we got to talk to Nate, you know, because we hadn't discussed anything yet. We had just come back, and we just really felt like God was calling us here. But to him, there was no question. It was just, nope, see you next Sunday. And I just so appreciated that someone was just so, like, giddy almost that we were coming back, and they just were so incredibly welcoming. And a David Dixon who, you know, immediately reaches out to my husband and says, hey, there's a men's group starting up on this date. And, you know, we recently moved, and there was a men's group that came and helped move us. And then Eli Kalnon, who, you know, I don't remember if it was 7 or 8 at night time, but our kitchen had flooded from both ends that day, or maybe like within 2 days. And it was quite crazy. And, you know, he comes over within 20 minutes with tools and starts tearing up the floor with my husband. And just ladies that, like a Denise Ho, who does not know how to stop giving and is just the sweetest thing ever. And, you know, comes over with all of her children with baby in arms and starts helping clean your house. And, you know, she leaves, and then a couple hours later she calls and says, hey, what can I bring you for lunch tomorrow? And it doesn't stop. And I just want to add, you know, in finishing that it goes both ways. You know, it's we need to be willing to be vulnerable. And as much as we have been blessed, I know that we've had opportunities to bless other people as well. And everybody has a story, and everybody is in different places at different times. And, you know, if we feel like we're not being reached out to, be the person that's willing to reach out to other people and be willing to be that blessing, because it's just that is what changes people, is God uses us in each other's lives to continue to transform us and to make us more like him. So there you go.
Well, I, unlike Annie, did grow up in a Christian home, and it's a great place to grow up, a great environment. We were at church all the time. Sometimes we were the last people to leave church, and so I grew up with a lot of you know, great knowledge, you know, a real biblical gospel preaching churches. And, you know, I made some sort of profession of faith when I was, I think, 3. My sister had just made, I don't even remember this. Not that that matters, because You know, I know I'm alive because I'm breathing. I don't have to remember being born to know I'm alive, similarly spiritually. But yeah, my sister was getting a lot of attention for her profession of faith, and so I think I was trying to edge in on some of that. But I wasn't actually a believer until junior high. And some of the time growing up, I had the privilege of going to a Christian school. And on one junior high Christian retreat, my sixth grade teacher, her husband was a youth pastor, and he was preaching at this like weekend sort of retreat that we were doing. And I don't remember at all what the what his sermon or whatever was about. But I remember the very sudden and stark realization that I was not a Christian, that I didn't you know, I wasn't living for Christ. I had not surrendered my life to him. I had not been converted. I never did anything out of love for him. I never did anything or didn't do anything for God. It was always just working the system in one way or another, trying to avoid punishment or trying to, you know, earn, you know, reward. And so, you know, having that realization and you know, being changed and confessing and repenting. Yeah, I had a lot of early growth through that, you know, a lot of that through church, and a lot of it through service. I am probably not telling anybody anything new when I say that, I've grown the most, when I'm serving, when I'm teaching or serving in some other capacity, you know, whether that was even just teaching Sparkies at Awana, or whether that was like park ministries, you know, for kids or otherwise, you know, in junior high and high school. And yeah, I just had a lot of great, great churches and people and communities, you know, examples and sort of fellow travelers on you know, the journey of being a Christian that just blessed me immensely, and I grew a lot. And then I spent a period, you know, late high school and early college, you know, just allowing myself increasingly to be influenced more and more by the world and its values, and just deciding in the height of complete arrogance, just deciding, you know, knowing the truth, and just deciding I'm gonna take some years for myself. I'm going to do what I want to do for a while. And, you know, I'm knowing that it would be, even temporary, knowing, you know, still believing truth, but, choosing selfishness and in that sort of arrogant way. And praise God that, that he didn't leave me in that. Praise God that he preserved me, from myself, during those years. And he wooed me out of that. Yeah, God's grace is just amazing. You know, he's faithful when we're not. And so God began to bring me out of that state of selfishness, really. Showing me the emptiness of it, the purposelessness of it, the pointlessness of just pursuing, you know, selfish gratification, and the grace of you know, throwing me right back into you know, a godly community, and throwing me right back into even service. And you know, growing from there, especially through service, you know, meeting Annie, our relationship, and just the times of trusting God in that, and growing and learning so much in all of that, and marriage itself is just such an awesome sanctifying opportunity. As you are, you know, in close contact with each other and learning each other, and Yeah, just what a gracious God we have that He puts us together. And I, as Annie mentioned, you know, Corey had mentioned a focus on, you know, sanctification, the grace of God, especially through other people. And yeah, just countless times and in a couple of different churches of God using other people in our lives. And it's an amazing experience. And I don't need to reiterate all the examples that Annie mentioned, but we just feel incredibly blessed to be back here at Gold Country. You know, we were not, I especially was not especially plugged in at our previous church, and a lot of that is on me. But I was just so grateful. You know, when we left Gold Country, you know, we were moving farther away, and we left well. But even then, you know, there was some little amount of hesitance in our hearts. And yeah, we've just been so blessed to be welcomed back so thoroughly and so genuinely, and I'm just grateful to be growing and to be here, to be at Gold Country with all of you.